Hello, this is Dr. Paula Fellingham with Becoming Your Ideal Self Using the Power of Positive Affirmation. I'd like to begin by sharing a story about a previously struggling and now highly successful salesman who made this idea work for him. This man put 3x5-inch cards everywhere he could easily see them, on his bathroom mirror, on his desk at work, in his car, on the visor, and in his planner. On these cards were confidence concepts. These are affirmations that affirmed his goodness. In the present tense, he wrote, "I'm a great salesman." Another one, "I radiate confidence and kindness to everyone." Third, "I'm a patient, loving husband and father." Fourth, "I'm organized and efficient at work and at home." And the last one, "Nothing is impossible because I'm a successful leader in every area of my life." Do you see how this type of positive input, read regularly and believed sincerely, can have a powerful impact on your level of confidence? The lesson in life is to look at life through lens dipped in optimism and remember that as a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Don't forget that if we constantly think of the forces that seem to be against us, we form them into an unrealistic power and they become stronger. But if, on the other hand, we mentally visualize and affirm our assets and contemplate our strengths and abilities, we can rise out of any difficulty. Know this, your level of confidence depends upon the thoughts that habitually occupy your mind. Think defeat and you're defeated. Think confidently and you will develop such a strong sense of capacity that regardless of the obstacles that arise, you'll overcome them. Now, I'd like to suggest that I simplified this in a way for you. I'd like you to listen to these affirmations. And hopefully, as you visualize becoming your ideal self, these will help you along that journey. Are you ready? God loves me, and I am His child. God wants me to be happy, and He cares about every detail of my life. I have the courage to look without fear at what needs to be changed in my life. I focus forward on the future instead of dwelling on past pain. I have lots of energy. I imagine in great detail and visualize myself as the person I want to become. I take responsibility for my own thoughts, words, and actions. I understand that I choose how I respond to life. No one can make me angry or offend me without my permission. I can only control what I do. Other people's behavior is not my problem. I do not judge others. My life is getting better every day. I'm becoming more patient and loving. I have good self-discipline. I concentrate and focus well when I'm reading and studying. I complete every task I begin in a timely way. When I don't have to think about anything, I replay my wins, my successes, and past achievements. I have a wonderful memory. I remember names and numbers with ease. I have healthy feelings of self-worth. I don't yield to pressure or attempt to pressure others. I can talk to people easily. I'm relaxed in social settings and my manners are impeccable. When I feel overwhelmed, I stop and reconnect with God. I have the courage to follow my dreams and to dream big. I choose to reject negative thoughts and constantly affirm the good. I have tolerance for the difference of others. In fact, I delight in diversity. I always keep my promises. I give unhurried time to my loved ones. I enjoy sharing what I have with others, my money and my talents. I study hard and comprehend well. I'm an effective communicator. I say exactly what I mean. I help create a peaceful, loving atmosphere in my home. I prevent problems as often as possible. Compassion fills my soul. I forgive others quickly. Today is going to be a great day. I can reach and exceed my goals and expectations. I take initiative in creating my own success. I'm happy independent of how much money I make, where I live, or other external factors. I don't put off happiness until another phase in my life. I enjoy the present and will enjoy the future. I inspire others through my vision, compassion, sincere caring, and enthusiasm. I strive to serve others, especially anonymously. I budget my money and make wise purchases. I express my gratitude often. I'm completely honest in all my dealings with my fellow men. I have charity in my heart for my fellow man. I smile and say nice things to make others feel good about themselves. I resolve conflicts quickly by using my well-developed communication skills, and I respectfully confront those involved. I improve my personality and character daily. I don't sweat the small stuff in life. I'm not easily bothered. I rejoice in the success of others. I do my very best work every day. I don't need constant approval to feel good about myself. My self-talk is almost always positive, and when it isn't, I catch myself and fix it. I love myself, and I love others. I care about my physical well-being. I eat in moderation. I enjoy eating fruits and vegetables every day. I care about my mental well-being. I read good books and continue learning every chance I get. I feel great when I don't procrastinate. I finish my work in a timely manner every day. When others treat me unkindly, I don't let their comments or actions offend me. I choose to be happy or unhappy. I can create my own happiness. Whenever I feel my anger welling up, I label it immediately. I remove myself from the situation, and then afterwards I focus on solutions as I discuss the problem calmly. I take responsibility for my thoughts, my words, and my actions. I use a kind tone of voice when I speak. I'm never critical, but seek to build others up. I use my time efficiently and enjoy being productive. I believe in myself and in my gifts and talents. I have unique talents that make me special, and I enjoy developing those talents. I see my problems as challenges and possible opportunities to grow. I get along well with others and notice their strengths instead of their weaknesses. I work well with others and enjoy serving them. I use wisdom and self-discipline as I avoid watching too much television or wasting time on the internet. I'm efficient and use my time wisely. I tackle the most difficult things early in my day. I get out of bed energetically and I get going with enthusiasm. I'm proud of my appearance and present myself accordingly. I do something nice or helpful for someone every day. I am an important part of someone's life. I make a difference even if I can't see my impact right now. I stand up for what I believe. My words and actions are in harmony with one another. I am always prompt for appointments and deadlines. I'm organized. I enjoy having my files and possessions in order. I'm working toward becoming debt-free. I seek for peace in my life. I exercise regularly and love the added energy it gives me every day. Each day I renew myself spiritually by studying and living the core values of my belief system. I'm cheerful and kind. I'm not critical or judgmental. I'm clever in social situations. I'm loving and kind to my family members. They all know that I love them deeply. When people speak to me, I look them in the eyes, have an interested look on my face, and listen with the intent to truly understand their message. I look to the future with optimism. I usually make wise choices about most things in my life. I strive to improve myself, but I'm happy with who I am. I'm assertive when I need to be, but not overbearing. I'm patient with my family. I treat others the way I'd like to be treated. My positive example, my zest for life, and my sense of humor are contagious, and others enjoy being around me. My positive attitude helps me look on the bright side of things. I focus on what I have, not on what I don't have. I see the world through lenses dipped in optimism. I have an ability to adapt well to change. I'm flexible. I have a talent for putting people at ease. I will help at least one person smile today. I'm so grateful that I can see, I can walk, I can hear. I rejoice when others succeed. Nothing is impossible because I'm confident in every area of my life. I have a creative mind and thus bring a fresh perspective to discussions. Even if people are rude to me, I will be kind to them because other people don't determine the way I act. I'm competent at my job and well qualified for the tasks at hand. I use goals to progress and I reassess them regularly, but I don't create unrealistic expectations. Today, I'll treat my family members as if it's the last day I'll ever see them.